This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo! Gotta get that open. Gotta get that open sign up. Hand me the lug gun, please. Oh. There's the open sign up. We are open. Got the on-air light on. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are here with me listening to Auto World. Good to have you along, folks. What a treat. Part family again, AW family. And I do welcome all our great AW Auto World affiliates that are taking the Auto World show in order for you to sit back in your favorite chair, your favorite driving your favorite car right now listening. I do appreciate that. Throughout the week and each and every day that you're listening to us on different time slots and all, throughout Monday through Sunday, I do appreciate it. I'm honored to have you here. And again, remember that some of you are listening on a delayed station, and that means when I give you the phone number to call, which is, for all of us, since 1992, that phone number hasn't changed, 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email, and this is why I'm doing a little housekeeping here right off the bat, because for you folks that are listening to us you're on your lunch hour, that might be on a delayed time schedule, and you're trying to call in to tell me that your bologna sandwich with butter instead of mayonnaise is really good. Well, you're not getting anybody answering the telephone, so that means you're on a delayed station on your lunch hour there in L.A. By the way, hi, everybody. Watch out for the 405 down there. A lot of metal and some fiberglass on that freeway. Anyway, you can email me and let me know that your bologna sandwich is awesome. Email address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, I honor each and every one of our AW affiliates. And, again, you know what? Right off the bat, why not? Because we've got a horn here that is honking in the key of F. And this means that it's time for a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out already. There it is. Shout-out to another new great affiliate that's taking our show now is 93.1 FM KBOI right here in the Boise, McCall, Nampa, Caldwell, Ontario, Oregon area FM side. And absolutely thanks. I appreciate it. Nate is the program director, PD. And, again, thank you. Good to have you folks along on the FM side. And, again, KBOI AM 670 is also a new affiliate. That was a couple weeks ago. And it's good to be here. And, I broadcast from Boise, Idaho, so it's good to be home. You know what I mean? And, folks, again, all of you, we just had the first hour, we just had Mary right there in. Of course, Arlington Heights in Illinois. I was born in Peoria, Illinois, and moved to Boise way back when. So all of my life I've been living in Boise and enjoying the McCall, the Nampa, Caldwell, Ontario, Baker, Oregon. I could go on forever. But with that said, you are the star of the show. I welcome your calls, your emails. And again, don't forget, just go ahead and get the pen, paper, pencil, magic marker, whatever you want to write with. Because today, here on the second hour of Auto World, we're going down under the hood and getting to the nuts and the bolts of the story behind headlights. Bright lights, dim lights, yellow lights. Oh, yeah. We got history coming all the time for you each and every hour on headlights. Also, I'm going to share with you on the second hour the Kissimmee, Florida auction. Folks, I know a lot of you might not have never been to Florida, but I want to share with you, Mecum, of course, they had 3,500 cars at the Mecum Kissimmee auction. And in fact, let's just share a couple of them with you right now. A couple of you know about the old Chevrolet Impalas, don't you? Uh-huh. Well, times have changed. And here's one that I want to share with you right off the bat. They did sell a 1958 Chevrolet Impala convertible. Oh, it's blue, white top on it. It was beautiful. Sold for, oh, yeah, I know you're saying, well, I used to have a Chevrolet Impala. It wasn't a 58, it was a 59. Well, this 58 Chevrolet Impala convertible sold for $115,000. Oh, yeah. Have times changed? How about you folks that have the Porsches? Before we go to the phone lines. Porsche.
What?
Yeah. Kissimmee, Florida. Mecum Auction sold in 1994. How many years ago was that? A couple years ago. A 1994 Porsche 911 Turbo. Oh, it was beautiful black. Like one of the biggest, blackest cars I've ever seen. It sold for $1.3 million. I know. You've got one of those in your garage, don't you? Uh-huh. Now you know what it's worth. That's why I like to share this with you. Also, in the second hour, we're going to jump into the email bag, literally. I got a lot of emails we're going to get to. I like to share the emails with you again because a lot of you have the same challenges and maybe a problem with what that same person has. And they're all new emails to me. So it's new to me, and that's why I like to do it, along with our phone calls again. And again, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your calls. And with that, let's go to Charlie in Idaho. Hi, Charlie, and welcome to Auto World.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hey,
good to have you.
Got a Ford. Hey, glad to be here. Got a Ford F-150 four-wheel drive. And I'm getting noise out of the right front passenger hub. It's partial engagement of the differential. It only happens, only happens when you first start up in the morning, and it rarely happens, but it's not going away. And I can't get anybody to do anything about it because it won't make the noise when they're there.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. And that's a horrible feeling, isn't it, Charlie, to go to the shop? Or and the thing with shops, too, and I'm not guilty of this. I'm going to tell you right now, I climb in the vehicle, and I don't care really. I don't know how many hours I've spent in the driver's seat, in the right rear passenger seat, in the back of pickup boxes, sitting and listening to my customers' noises. You know, a lot of shops just, they don't want to take the time to do that. And you have to, don't you? You know, I've got stories of noises that where I've, you know, they've strapped me literally on the front of grills on cars. You got to get your ear to the noise. So you have, the F-150 Ford. What year is it, Charlie?
17.
Oh, it's a newer one. Okay. Now, first thing, why I ask the year is because for sure we need to check for recalls. And I like to make sure that I try to, you know, of course, save everybody money first. So recalls are free. It costs you nothing. So you can go to the Internet and check for recall. It's real easy. Just Google. You can they're not going to hunt you down, by the way, by any means. And another way you can do it is go Google, put your VIN number in, and just type in recall. It'll show you all the recalls with every and each vehicle because that VIN number is that's the DNA behind that vehicle is that VIN number. But another easy way to do, too, is just call the, did you buy it from the dealer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just call that dealer. They're going to work with you and just give them the VIN number and say, hey, is there any type of recalls on my F-150? Right now, of anything.
Well, I've been there. They couldn't hear it, and they sent me out the door.
Okay, what you have is from what I feel here. I'm 45 plus years of doing it. ASC certified. That's the piece of paper on the wall, Charlie. Okay, so sure. You know that we've been there, done that on a lot of things, and I'm proud to have that. Those different papers on the wall, but we have to, you know, the vehicle talks to us, and what it sounds like you have a hub bearing out on the right front. That's what's going on. You have a hub bearing. It's four-wheel drive, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. You have a hub bearing out, and they come in, that little dry growl sound. Is that kind of what you have, is a real dry growl? It's like if you could spray WD-40 on it? No? Okay.
No, we've had that bearing replaced. That growl was there. The bearing's been replaced. That noise went away. This noise only happens. It sounds like a fan blade rubbing on something. And it'll disappear if you engage four-wheel drive. You hear it clunk go into engagement, and that will stop it.
Okay. Hey, Charlie, we're going to take a short break. Can I put you on hold? Can you hang in through the break?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. We'll put you on hold. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We got to get to the source, Charlie. We'll get this baby fixed. I appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, hold on for just a minute. We'll be right back. Come on back, folks. We're going to fix Charlie's F-150 right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
pulled this bad boy away from the curb, and we're on the road again. Each and every week we're on the road here at Auto World. That's what you're listening to. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Here's a little trivia before we go back to Charlie in Idaho. It is illegal to drive around in a dirty car in Russia. Wow. Wow. So that means anybody that emails me or calls me from Russia, they're going to enjoy these detail gifts I have in our old 53, 54. What year is that thing, Eddie, I forgot your name. Eddie, the engine emailer, see? He takes care of our emails. He says it's a 53, Mark. This thing has been rolled over and crashed and all that. Anyway, yeah, we got some great detail gifts for each and every one of you. And you, it doesn't matter if you answer everybody that calls or emails, we always have a gift for you. So with that said, let's go back. Charlie here in Idaho. Hi, Charlie. Welcome back. Thanks for holding through the break. Appreciate it. And you've got you shared with us a 2017 Ford F-150 that has a right front, like hub bearing noise up in the right front, but you said you had your hub bearing replaced.
That's right.
Okay. And
this problem only occurs a few times a month. It first starts in the morning, back out of the garage, and it'll go for several to many seconds and then stop on its own. If you engage the four-wheel drive, it'll stop immediately. You'll hear it clunk back, get into engagement, and stop. It's a partial engagement of the four-wheel drive.
Okay, and
so
that
fan blade on something.
So you're hearing like almost like a heater blower fan blowing, and somebody sticking a what kind of? Remember the days we used to put the with a clothespin and a card on our bicycle spokes? Is that what it sounds like, Charlie?
Yeah, about that. Maybe not that rapid, but that sort of noise. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm thinking, I'm new to your noise, of course, so I'm kind of thinking of everything. And heater blower motor is, over in the passenger side in the right front of the cab there. Is that heater blower motor fan coming up the bearing bad, and that fan motor is maybe hitting the plastic box? Because, those fan motors are pretty tight to that cavity. But you're putting it in four-wheel drive, and you're saying that... Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have a new four-wheel drive. We're just in two. It's in the morning. Start it up, put it in gear, start it back up, and then this grinding sound occurs. It'll occur until maybe out of the driveway and then stop. It's disturbing, but if you don't do anything, it'll stop. But while it's going, if you engage the four-wheel drive, there's a definite clunk in the drive, and that ends the noise.
Okay. Brake pedal. Here's a test we need to do. We need to isolate the noise, and I'm thinking also here, once you hear that noise, hit the brakes. Not stopping the truck, but you're going to have to two-foot it. Left foot on the brake a little bit, give it gas, and keep the truck moving. But if you have your foot on the brakes, you're going to apply pressure to the disc brake pads, grabbing the rotor, and the noise could go away. Have you tried that?
Boy. It's got nothing to do with the wheel RPM. It isn't related to that.
Okay, so your noise is still there when that truck is parked then. But the motor's running.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm thinking, so the wheel, as you stated, the wheel's not spinning then, but the motor's running.
Right.
Okay. Let's go to the fan. You might have just helped both of us, all of us here on the fan itself. Clutch fan, plastic blade on the front. Even though it's a 2017, we got some years on it. How many miles do you have on the truck?
Oh boy, it's less than 50.
Okay, so I've seen clutch fans, that's mounted up there, a plastic bladed fan. Do this. Don't. Just leave the truck off, turned off, pop hood, of course, jump up there and grab that fan, that clutch fan, that fan blade, and I want you to spin it, literally. It should have a slight drag. It won't spin freely at all, but it'll have a drag. It'll literally, you can turn it left or to the right, counterclockwise or clockwise. It'll have a slight drag, and I want a slight drag on it. But when you're feeling that, Charlie, if you would, I want to, when you turn it, you'll feel the bearing. You literally will feel. I want a real smooth, you know, it won't be hard to turn. Just put a slight drag, and you'll feel the, how can I do it with sound effects here? It'll go, and that's a bearing coming apart. And you'll feel it in your hand. Okay. Now, another thing, if that fan blade is, you grab it, and Mark said, you know, I want a slight drag, and you grab that fan blade, Charlie, and it spins freely, you got a clutch fan. That's instantly, I'm throwing it away. A clutch fan's bad. So what we want, and also, take the clutch fan, and don't turn it at this test, but just grab it, and just go forward, back. Push it towards the firewall, and then pull it back towards the radiator. And if you feel any kind of a slop there, any kind of a gap, you know, in that movement, it should be tight. You should not feel anything. All you should be moving is the plastic blade itself. And you'll feel, if you do feel that slop, you've got a bearing out. Because a clutch fan, of course, it's got a little thermostat on the front of it, and it's only going to turn on, the water pump's running constantly. This is what you're describing to me. You know, you've got your engine running, the truck is parked, the clutch fan, all clutch fans on all our vehicles that we have will, now this is another thing you need to, you know, I can help you with too, is the noise of a clutch fan. When you first start your truck up, you should hear this, it should be really noisy. And that's the clutch fan, that plastic blade is engaged when you first start it up for approximately maybe, you know, certain brands are different, but it'll catch in and go woo and draw a lot of air and for a minute and a half, and then go woo and calm down. Do you have that noise when you first started up?
Yeah, I don't. That function is there. That sounds exactly how it's running. It's working.
Okay.
I've got my ear down to the problem like you have, and it's coming out of that hub. My wife's in the car, starts it, and I'm looking for it, and there it is. But it's rarely there, only a few times a month, and only on the first start of the day.
And you're just parked there, and you hear it. So yeah. It has to be engine related. Hey, Charlie, I was going to ask you real quick. I hope I helped. And let me know. Please do. Call me back and email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I wanted to ask you, what station are you listening to us on?
It's on KBOI.
KBOI. Well, good to appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate you joining me. Let me know how we did, okay?
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yep. Thanks for calling in. Thank you. Appreciate it. KBOI AM 670 in Boise. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
An hours-long standoff at a Texas synagogue ending late Saturday night. The captor killed by police.
The HRT, the hostage rescue team, breached the synagogue. They rescued the three hostages.
Colleyville, Texas Police Chief Michael Miller saying the suspect originally released one of four hostages. The British National was heard on the synagogue's live stream demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. A massive ash cloud covers the tiny island nation of Tonga. Satellite images show a spectacular eruption on Saturday with a plume of ash, steam, and gas rising like a mushroom. It sent tsunami waves crashing across the shore, people rushing to higher ground. A sonic boom could be heard as far away as Alaska. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide. His lip was curled and his leg was fried. And his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and his face right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
One thing you don't want is a brake pedal that feels like a plum. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. I wanted to do a little shout-out, first off, foremost, to Charlie, our last caller. Charlie, thank you. Appreciate it. Calling us from KBOI AM 670, a great Auto World affiliate here in Boise, Idaho. Thank you, Charlie. And I wanted to also, Charlie, to kind of follow up on your question about the noise and all. We gave you a couple, two, three tips to do, but I know you said that you did get back into the dealer and they couldn't find anything and all. One thing, you know, don't be bashful about going to another repair shop. Second opinion. Second opinion means another set of ears. And that could help us. And also maybe a third opinion. You know, I've always said here on Auto World, I always have always said here also in the Greasy Garage, is that I use my senses. Ears, eyes, nose to smell, and my hands to fill. You know, the old radiator hoses that are soft. So we use our senses at all times, and sometimes we need more help with senses. Calling our ears, or calling more ears in. Anyway, thanks again, Charlie. Shout out to KBOI AM 670. And Charlie, thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, I want to do... There's our shout-out horn. Oh, yeah. Everybody deserves a shout-out horn. In the key of F. I didn't know that until today. Anyway, also, coming up next week, folks, the third hour of Auto World. And I say the third hour because this is the time that we're going to go ahead and play the interview. All of you are going to go on a field trip with me to Spain. That's right, Spain. Interviewed a gentleman in Spain, and his name is Lewis Black. He is the CEO of El Monte Industries, a leading global company, folks, involved in mining and processing and shipping of tungsten. And without tungsten, folks, you would not have a car. So with that said, have a little bit of a sound bite and a little bit of an ear taste for you.
Our material is mined for everything from aerospace, automotive, batteries, semiconductors. So tungsten is used both as an industrial and a technology metal.
Always going to give you a little ear taste, you know. I mean, this is Auto World, the restaurant, when it comes to audio. Good to have you along, folks. And with that said, that's right, it's time now to talk a little bit more about headlights. Yellow, bright. Back in 1911, the electric headlamps had become an industry standard among U.S. auto manufacturers, folks. The following year, Cadillac unveiled a more advanced electric headlamp. Back in 1911, they could be operated risk-free in times of downpour water. The mid-1910s also witnessed the rollout of electric headlamps among European automakers. Finally, the first headlamp was introduced in 1915 by the Guide Lamp Company. And by the way, I still buy Guide. That's the manufacturing product, Guide. I still buy them. Guide Lamp Company. However, light activation at this point back in 1915 still required the driver or passenger to hop and fill the lights by hand. Once again, Cadillac, that oil and that acetylene, of course, Cadillac, they, growing technology, Cadillac said, they launching, of course, the very first interior mount control system, which allowed drivers to activate external lights from the inside. The increasing use of electric lighting, of course, in automobiles made the safety benefits of this new technology that Cadillac came up with clear to lawmakers. And in 1915, Massachusetts became the first state to require electric headlamps, folks, on all motor vehicles. At the same time, taillights and brake lamps were introduced by automakers and put them on newer cars. By decades end, of course, engineers had they premiered a handful of glare reduction methods of automobile headlamps. The introduction of the interior mount controls of headlamps was the decade's most significant development in the history of the automotive headlamps because, well, in rendering car lighting less primitive and more practical for the end user. And, of course, you wanted taillights and brake lights because too many of the cars back then, well, you got ass-ended. Is that the best way to say it? The passage of headlamp requirements into law reveals the degree to which automotive lights had already matured for the benefits and were now readily apparent beyond the industry and motors at large. Yes, coming up on the third hour, I'm going to take you down 1920s, 30s, and 40s. But in the third hour, I'm also going to give you, this is why I say, get a paper, pencil, pen. Hey, magic marker, even if you got a pen and want to. If you don't have a pen handy, poke your finger with something and get the blood so you can write this stuff down. Because the third hour I'm going to give you halogen. What is halogen? What's LED? Oh, and I have one you've never heard of. Is it available in your area where you live? You're going to find out coming up on the third hour. Oh, something's coming in. Woo. There it is. I got it. The teletype here at the Auto World Plaza and the Greasy Garage Studio, sometimes it's old, kind of like me. Anyway, yeah, it's a lot older than me. It goes off every once in a while. This is some good information. The thing about our teletype, it's so old that it brings up information, even new good stuff. Yes, well, look at there. After 90 years at number one, GM, General Motors, has fallen to Toyota in top U.S. sales. They sold them out. Yes, they outselled them. Is that a word? It is now. Yep, Toyota. Since 1931, General Motors has held the number one sales spot in the United States, folks. This is the first time in nearly a century that a non-domestic automaker has taken the number one sales spot away from them. Toyota saw an increase of 10% for the year selling. Get ready for this number. Toyota, 10%. An increase of 10%. 2,332,262 vehicles, however. General Motors had a sales decline of 13% and sold out, and they sold just 2,218,228 vehicles. Well, that's pretty close. You know, Toyota sells 2,332,000 and General Motors 2,218,000. I guess who's counting? Well, they are. Didn't know there was a race in that way, did you? I don't know if we want to say congratulations to Toyota or General Motors, get your you-know-what together. Things are changing. Is that some of the problem we've been having is you're trying to find the supply, the demand? The demand's high, but the supply of cars? Maybe Toyota had more supply. I don't know. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Come on back in. Come on back in. We're going to take a little short break. Grab some Twix bars. I'm Mark Evans right here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's good to sit back, relax, get your favorite shoes on, maybe your slippers on, got your favorite drink in hand. Good to have you along. Thanks for riding shotgun with me. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your friend and your host right here from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live. Pleasure to be back on the air in the Boise, Idaho area. I've been on radio for many, many years, like I said, since 1994, 95, you know, and Auto World has been around since 1992. It's what a pleasure to be with you and have you join me right here. And, dang it. Sounds like it, in fact, yeah, it sounds like our windshield wipers need to be replaced here at Auto World on the Auto World car. Dang, yes. God, I hope we didn't scratch the windshield. Tis the season, huh? Do you have new wipers on your windshield? On your windscreened? Your windscreen out in front? You know that windshield? We call it here in the States and windscreen for you folks listening over in the UK and Germany and all. Good to have you along, too, on GCNLive.com. Appreciate that. But, yeah, remember, a couple brands to help you out here. Get them replaced. And if you do buy a good brand, they last longer. Maybe some of you might not be parking your automobile in the garage or underneath the carport at all times when you're at work. Ah, got you there. See, yeah. So the weather, the debris, the sewage coming out of the sky is rotting your rubber wiper blades. Winter blades are covered. All the little metal arms and stuff are covered by a boot, a rubber boot. So the weather, the sewage can't get on those metal arms, causing them not to freeze, of course, and wearing out. What's a good brand, you say? Auto World tip, Bosch. Bosch. Yeah, you thought they just made spark plugs. You thought they made, you say you have a Bosch refrigerator? You do. And also, they do make and produce Bosch wiper blades and wiper arms. Also Michelin, by the way. Michelin tires, you know. Oh, are they made out of rubber? Yes, they are. Michelin's another good one. You have Anco, you have Trico, and by the way, that's why I have you get the paper and pencil out. I did put those in order for you. Remember one thing. Sometimes I talk fast. Sometimes I've got my motor going full throttle because it's a V12. You have to go back and listen to the show again. How to do it? Google Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast, and you can go back and listen to each and every hour, and you can stop, pause it, fast forward, do whatever you'd like. But Auto World Podcast, Google it. Auto World Podcast, we're on the very top. You don't even have to search for us. By the way, on the third hour, if your local radio station that you're listening to us on right now does not take the third hour, here's how to find us. G, like in good, C as in cat, N as in Nancy, GCNlive.com. And then just look for Auto World. You'll see me sitting behind the microphone smiling at you. Yellow coupe in the background, my yellow 38 Plymouth coupe. GCNlive.com, folks. I do welcome you. I want to say that more and more because some of you might not be able to listen to the third hour. And in fact, we're going to Spain. Yes, we're going on a field trip next week on the third hour to Spain. And I would like you to come along with me. So that's next week on the third hour. You're going to find out what's in your car that if we didn't have tungsten, the president, founder, CEO, and chairman, Almonte Industries. One of the best learning interviews I've ever done. I learned so much, I forgot I was interviewing him. So it was a good interview. But right now, wait a minute. We actually have some photos. I took some photos of some things that we put up on our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. Auto World Radio Facebook page. And, of course, my Instagram is Auto World Media. And go ahead. Make me change my color, I stated, as you'll love the little animal I put on there. And they change colors all the time. Well, BMW debuted here not too long ago, about a week ago, I believe, a new color-changing paint technology. They did it in Vegas at the CES show, folks. At a push of a button, they can change the color of their automobile. What? Yeah, like black? You're down in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I was just at, having fun at the Apex track? I wanted to drive a light-colored car because it was warm, believe it or not. And so you can change it to black from black to white. They rely on e-ink, is what they call it, the electronic paper technology used in e-readers, folks. And the old Pebble watch, the color-changing paint technology, is making its debut on a concept version of the BMW iX that is being presented, of course, and was presented at CES in Las Vegas. The surface coating of the BMW iX flow featuring e-ink contains many millions of microcapsules with a diameter equivalent to the thickness of a human hair. That's small. Each of these microcapsules, folks, contains negatively charged white pigments and positively charged black pigments, depending on the chosen setting when you push the setting on what color you would like. That means if an electrical field causes either the white or the black pigments to collect at the surface of the microcapsule, giving the car body the desired shade you would like. Okay, so I would really like to have your opinion on this. Is this going to put body shops out of business? I mean, we've lived in we are living right now in the time period of wraps. You know, the wraps that someone wants to put a wrap, and pretty much what that is a film that they wash the car, dry the car, all that, and then they go to the computer, they sit down, and they say, hey, I own a business, it's called Auto World, and I would like to have Auto World so big on my paint, on my car, that the A starts at the hood and the, you know, the last letter, let's see, how do you spell Auto World? Well, anyway, the D is at the end. You can't miss the car. It's because of the wrap. Okay. That happened. And I do know the technology of that is, you know, the computer prints out the wrap, and then many humans, have to put the wrap on the automobile. Oh, I'm tired of that look at the Auto World on that car. So then they pull the wrap off using some great product, by the way. I'll do a shout out to my friend there, Roger, at Rapid Tack. Awesome stuff. Adhesive remover. You just spray and the whole wrap falls off the car. Unbelievable technology that he has, selling worldwide. Rapid Tack. Not a sponsor of the show, but I use it all the time to get decals off customers' cars. I do not do wraps. Body shops do that for me. But back to this. Is the paint body shops going to be out of business? And or are you thinking that, wait a minute, at a push of a button on this BMW, it changes colors? Oh, Mark. If I get in an accident, what is going to happen? What is the cost of the body shop work that's going to have to take place? Is that going to total out my BMW? Good question. I'd love to hear your opinion of everything at all times right here on Auto World. And the way to do that, email me, Auto World Radio. That's one word, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And don't forget, Facebook message me. My address is my name, Mark Evans. Can't miss me. And also, phone number. Since 1992 here at Auto World, it's 855-660-4261. I ask and you deliver at all times, and I do appreciate that when I say, send me an email, and you do. We want to keep the email bag full. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to dive into the email bag again. Hopefully, I don't fall too deep into the email bag. If I do, well, Eddie, the engine emailer here, he's back in the studio, and he's getting ready for the third hour and telling me to read a couple emails, and we are going to do that. First and foremost, again, third hour, I'm going to share with you, wait a minute, a GT350R, what did it sell for? A lot. From the Mecum auction, live, of course, this last weekend, Kissimmee, 2022 Kissimmee, Florida. I'm going to share with you some of the vehicles that were, sold, and I have a trivia question, and it is, we're going to carry that over in the third hour, what car company calls their grill kidney-shaped? What car company calls their grill kidney-shaped? We'll get that answered by you on the third hour. Again, GCNLive.com. If your local radio station does not take the third hour, GCNLive.com. Thanks for joining me, folks. Drive safe and motor on. We'll see you on the third hour.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.